Okay, we're up to Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, about a quarter of the way down. Umi Mehemin says that Yeser HaYishmaeli and Yeser HaYisraeli Amasa ben Yeser, and got up in Beis Din, and he was made that he has a Kabbalah from the Beis Din of Shmuel HaRamasi Amoni V'lo Amonis, and that David is kosher, lavo b'kahal, and also kosher to be a melech, but he's basically kosher lavo b'kahal. So since it was a Kabbalah, they were makabal it even though they had questions on it. So the Gemara says, Umi Mehemen, why is he believed? Right, v'omer ad abba omerav, kol talmud chacham, shemora halacha, uba, im kodem maisa omra, shomim lo, im lav, ain't shomim lo. That a Talmud Chacham that comes and claims to have a Mesorah on a certain halacha, and Tosis points out that it's only where it's Nogeya to him that this applies, and if he has personal benefit from this Horah, then we don't believe him that there's a Kabbalah since he's Nogeya B'davar, if already the Maisa is Nogeya. But if he comes to tell us before it's Nogeya to him, then we believe him. By Boaz, they say that as long as the Goel was still in the picture, Boaz was believed to say that he had a Kabbalah, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. But had the Goel already rejected, and it would have been his marriage that was on the line, he wouldn't have been believed. But if a Talmud Chacham says he has a Kabbalah and has no Ginegias, there's not no Gaya to him at all, then even Bishas Maisi is believed. That's Tosis says. Samara says, Shani Hacha de Hashmuel Beis Din Okayim. What did he say? I have a Kabbalah from the Beis Din of Shmuel HaRamasi. That Beis Din still existed. They could go and ask the Beis Din. So there's no reason to doubt him. It's Milsad David of the Gluye. You could go check it up. So you're not afraid that he's making it up because he said what the source was, and the source was still alive. So go check with the source. You know, during Rav Moshe Feinstein's time, somebody said, I heard from Rav Moshe this, go check with Rav Moshe. But today it means nothing, because who said you heard from Rav Moshe? Which Rav Moshe? What maybe he said just the opposite, whatever. Okay. Rashi. Im kol demaisa shebos hora liyado Amra, Lushna Litamida, Bevesa Medrash, Bishem Rabo, Shomilo Vishasora. If before this became relevant to him, he said it over to his Talmidim in the name of his Rebbe, this is the Kabbalah I have from my Rebbe, we believe him. The Imlav ain't Shomilo. Shema Machmas Maisa, Aboliyado Amra. Maybe he's Nagias, not that he's lying, but the Nagias colors what he thought he heard from his Rebbe. To Hashmuel Beizdino Kayim, Milsa David the Gluyehu, Velo Meshaker Ba. Right here, we're not afraid that he's not being Medayek again. We're not afraid that his mamish making it up. But he's not Medayek, but he knows that you go check up the source, he's Medayek. Okay, Mikomokum Kasha. The Maisa, the Kashas that we asked on this Kal V'chomer, right, that why the women are not Aser. So he said that it's not really a Kal V'chomer, but since the Torah said the reason, Shelo Kidm Weskem V'lechem V'yayin, and that doesn't apply to women, so therefore the Isser doesn't apply to the women. So the Gemara asked on that, Doeg guessed on that, right? So the women should have gone out to the women, and the men to the men. So why isn't the derech of women to go out? Let them go out to the women. Where it says, Hocha Tirgumu Kol Kvuda Vashmelech Penima. That, Pashtus, it means that women usually don't go out the Chlal. Right? But it's fair to say that applies to the Moavios. Right? They're not. So what I saw, it means that the Yiddish women didn't go out of their hot tent. So there was nothing to come and greet. Right? It says the women should have come out to greet the women. But the women were inside the house. They didn't go out, the Jewish women. Therefore, there's nobody to greet. That's what it means. The Marava Amre, same idea, but from a different pasuk. The same Rav Yitzchak Omar Kro, Vayomru Elov Ayesora Ishtecha, right? That Hinei Ba'ohel, that the they wanted to make Avram appreciate Sarah's Shnias, so they asked where she is, and he said he neighbor Ohel, which made him appreciate the fact that she stayed inside and wasn't wandering around outside. So that's the pshat. So the Jewish women didn't go out of their homes, so there's nobody to greet. The women coming to the women, they wouldn't find any women. So therefore, there's no time that the women didn't come out. Right? But again, Pashtus, I think, the idea is that it's not natural for a woman to go out and greet other people, even Moavios. So you can't have time to some. Why didn't they go out to greet the Jewish women? No, she went to save her husband's life. Right? There's a pikuach nefesh in you. Right? A woman also, right? The woman, what's it called, sees somebody, drowning, right? She's not going to say, well, kol kvud bas melech pnima, I don't mix swim. That's called a chosid de shote. Or here it's a chasid de shote. Okay, Rashi. Hinei ba'ohel, de'ein derech isha letzus mi besa. Okay, kitanoi, Rashi, the Gemara. Amoni velo Amonis, Moavi velo Moavis, Diver Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Saka that the women of Amon and Moav are mutter. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Al Dover Ashel Okidm Weschem Belechem Vemayim, Darka Shel Ish Vekadim. Right? And Rabbi Shimon, not arguing, he says, what's it called, that you don't need that drasha, Amoni velo Amonis, right? Because there's a kash on that, then we should say the same thing, Mitzri velo Mitzri, so whatever. Or mamzer velo mamzeres. So he says that since the Torah set a tam over here, and the tam doesn't apply to the women because of kol kvud of asmela penima, memela the women are excluded from the assistant. Kitanoi di ika de nafkele mi amoni di ika de nafkele mi aldover. Not there's a machlokus whether a woman amoni and moavi or mutter. Just a shayla is wider mutter. That's a machlokus. Dorash Rava, Maidachsi Pitachto Lamose Roy. Omar David with Nyakovich Baruch. David composed this Tehillim, Pitachto Lamose. You opened the things that were tying me up. You opened my fetters. You unfettered me. Right. Pitachto Lamose Roy. That's not what the English says. It says somewhere else, some like trappings or something. Let me see. That's a better word, right? The Omar David with Nyakovich Baruch. Ribono Shalom. Shnei Mosoros Shehayu Alai Pitachtim, the two fetters that were tying me.
Yoke
huh?
Straps.
What is
straps.
What straps? Yoke straps. Ah, okay. I still like fetters. Isn't that somewhere in the Star Spangled Banner or something? Fetters. In any case, it's not doesn't mean uncles. It means what's it called? It's an English word. Not the Yiddish fetter. Shehayu alai pitachtem. The two yoke straps that were on me, you opened up. Ruso amovia vitnama amonish. You unfettered me from two pigamim that could be in my background. Rus for him, and nama amonish for his son Rechavam. Shlomo HaMelech. His son Rechavam came from Nama HaAmonis. So if an Amonis is Osir, then his grandson was Osir, and he himself was Osir. So on both counts. It says, "My dechsiv rabos asisa iti Hashem. Rabos asisa ato Hashem alokai niflosecho machshavosecho eilenu." Right? Again, David said, you did many wondrous things, and your mind is on us. So who is David referring to? Us. Eli lo ne'amar. Doesn't say on me. Elo eleinu. Malamed shoyer Rechavim Yosef bechekel shel David. Rechavim, his little grandson, was in his lap. Omer lo alai v'alechon nemru shtei mikros halalu. Right? On you and me were these psukim said that to be matter your mother and my great-grandmother Rus. Great-great-grandmother, whatever. Rashi, Moseros, Hein Ritsuo Shikoshim Bohen Ho'o. Yoke straps. Okay. Pitachta. Right. Rashi didn't know about fetters, but in any case,
Rashi.
Pitachta, Shitarta, Sanikevos. because you were matter than a cable, so you opened up those things that l'chora could have asered me, literally, tied me up. Nama imo shel rechavam, umimena yotzu malchei beis David. From her came Rechavam, who was the line of Shlomo, and Malchus beis David, the Rambam says, has to come from Shlomo. It's not just from David. The Malchus beis David is from Shlomo HaMelech, and therefore Mashiach has to come from Shlomo, not from one of the other lines of David. Niflosecho machshlosecho eleinu, olai v'al Rechavam, ben b'ni chashavto l'tova, kishitarto sanikevos. You thought about me, and about what's it called, my grandson. Okay. Dorashra. My dechsiv, ozomarti, hine bossi, the Megillah Sefer Kosu Valai. David Amel said, I thought that I'm just coming now. And, you know, I never was thought of before. But I found that the Megillah Sefer already in the Torah, they were, the Rabban Shom already hinted towards me. Omar David, ani amarti ata bossi, velo yadati shem Megillah Sefer Kosu Valai, hosom ksiv hanim tsaos. It says by Lot, right, they take your daughters hanimtzaos and get out of here. And because Lot was saved, right, and his daughters had from him Ammon and Moab, that's where David came from. And the same thing, matzosi, David Avdi, is the same matzosi from hanimtzaos that already the Rabban Shem was considering David in the future, when he saved Lot and his daughters. Okay. Rashi, ani amarti b'shosh nimshachti ata bossi l'gdula. I thought when they anointed me to be a king, that's when I got gedula. It was something that was the present. Umikaru poskali gedula zu. This was something recent. V'lo yadati shimimei Avram nichtevo alai Megillah Sefer. I didn't realize that already in the time of Avraham Avinu, the Rabban Shem was already hinting towards me from then. Okay. Omar Ula. Om Rabbi Yochanan. Bas ger amoni ksheir lekahuna. Okay. Amoni converts. He's not allowed to marry a regular Jew. Okay. So, right now we're thinking. So he marries another Gioris. A Gioris, an Ammonis, whatever, which is Motiv. Okay, so he's married. Now their daughter is Kosher Lekahuna. Right? Their daughter is Kosher Lekahuna. And we'll see, even though Bas Ger could be Pasul Lekahuna, we'll see that she's like any other Gioris, even though her father was Asur Lava Bakal, but since the women are Mutter Lava Bakal, so she, is kosher. Okay. Omele Rava Bar Ula Leula. So Rava Bar Ula said to his father, Kiman, who's this go according to? Ikreb Yehuda Ha'omer Bas Ger Zohar Kabas Chal Zohar. A Bas Ger is never kosher. A Bas Ger, Zohar. The father is a Ger. Okay. Is the same thing if she would be the daughter of a Chalal. A Chalal, right, is his daughter is Pasul Lekahuna. So a Ger's daughter is also Pasul Lekahuna. So it can't be any better if you're an Ammoni Ger or any other Ger. You're a perfectly kosher Ger, Lavo Bakal, in other words, that the Ger can marry anybody, his daughter is Pasul Lekahuna. So can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ikra Biosi Pshita, Ha'omer Af Ger Shinosa Gioris Bitok Sheir Lekahuna. What's the chiddush? What are you telling me a chiddush that an Ammoni who married an Ammonis, that's what we think now, and had a daughter that she's kosher lekahuna, any ger is who married a gioris whose mother that marriage is mother is daughter is kosher. The chi teimach b'hanat ruin lava bakal, aval hay de ein roy lava bakal lo. He said, and he'll tell me there's a difference between a ger who's mutter to marry a regular Jewess and a ger who's not mutter to marry, like an Ammoni or a Moavi. The men are not mutter to marry a regular Jewess. So their daughter, even if they married a mutter to a marriage, right, are mutter lekahuna. Okay, what's the chiddush? Why should it make a difference that the father wasn't allowed to marry a regular Jewess? His marriage is a perfectly good marriage. It's no different than any other ger. And if a ger, a ger ben zocher, is kosher, then why should this be different? What's the chiddush? That's the question. What's the chiddush? And menale, and why shouldn't it be different? Because where does he learn that a daughter of a ger is kosher lekahuna? The yolat mikoyin gadol balmona. He learns it from a coin. Oh no, menale means what's it called? The opposite. Why would you think there's a difference? That if her father is osur lavul batal, right? Then what's it called? Then the daughter should be pasul the kahuna. But if the father is mutter lavul batal, he's a ger. Then Rabbi Shimon holds that. Rabbi Yossi holds that kosher lekahuna. Right? Why would you think there's a difference? Do you all let me koin gadol balmana? We want to learn it from a koin gadol with an almana. If a koin gadol lives with an almana who's also to him, so their daughter is pasul lekahuna. Mala koin gadol balmana, she can't be also badera. No, you can't compare that. An almoni and almonis, they have a perfectly kosher union, so their daughter should be kosher. But a almana to a koin gadol, their daughter came from a prohibited relation. So therefore, she's awesome. So Moshe says, no halal yochiyah. Right? A halal is allowed to marry a regular Jewess. She can't marry a Kohen. But, right, so halal marries a regular Jewess or even a Kohenis, and they have a child. The child's a halal. Right? Pasul kahuna. So you see that even though the relationship is mutter, still the child can be awesome. Moshe says, no, malach halal sheken yitziras o badera. Right, a halal was formed. She came from an avera. The reason a person is a halal is because his father lived with somebody that he's not allowed to live with, psule kahuna. So they're a halal. Or says it, koin gadol yochiach. Koin gadol, he didn't come from a prohibited union. That his daughter's osur. Right, Mar says the chazar adin. Oh, but koin gadol, he had an issur with the almana. Yeah, but a chalal didn't have any iser. They only came from an iser. Lo rizeh kerizeh, right? The lo rizeh kerizeh. The chumrah that you want to say is not the same. The daughter of a kohen gadol to almana is pasul, and the daughter of a chalal is pasul, right? So, and they're not pasul for the same reasons. Because this one, there's an aveira in the relationship itself, and here there is no aveira. Here the people came from an Aveira, but here they didn't come from an Aveira. So that can't be the reasons why she's awesome. That they can't marry most of the Kahal, right? Eino Barov Kahal, like a, what's it called, an Amona to a Kohen Gadol, and the same thing goes for a Chalal. Eino Barov Kahal, and therefore the daughter is Pasul. Afkan, Sheino Barov Kahal, Bito Psula. Rashi, mikoin gadol minole minot teisilon hide the mishum de ein roy lovel bekal bito psula yosem ishar gerim hol v'nikvoseim mutaros. Where would you want to think that a ger, the daughter of a ger, who can't marry most people, can only marry another ger, but can't marry most of the regular born Jews, right? Would his daughter should be pasul? Why? Even though his marriage is kosher. Why would you think that? Mikoyin gadol balmona. Learn from koyin gadol balmona. The hoil the eno roy ba bito halalu psula lakuna. Since he is not allowed to marry that almana, so what's it called? So same thing. Since most people aren't allowed to marry this guy, his daughter is pasul lakuna. Mora says malakoyin gadol can be also badera. No, he did an avera the koyin gadol with the almana. Tomer balmoni shenasa almoni shein be also avera. And now we think that it's talking of a case where an Amoni married an Amonis, which is 100% kosher. Or any other, an Amoni married an Amonis, which is kosher.
Third generation?
What?
We're talking about third generation?
No. We are talking about the first generation is allowed to marry. You can't marry a regular Jewess.
No, but the daughter, the women, how can she get married to a Yisrael even?
Why isn't she, what's it called? No, because she's an Ammonis. Yeah, because Ammonis is no generations. That's a Mitzri and a Domi. Okay. Chol Zorchi Yochiyach Shemutter Rabash Yisrael Ve'en Biyosel Bo Bavera. His mutter, Chol is allowed to marry a regular Bash Yisrael, and his bi is not Bavera, but his bito is Subsula Kuni. She's a Chalola. Where says, no, Malachol Shkini Tzirosu Bavera. She bias over the Imo Bavera. There, his parents did something wrong. Tomer Bamoni Shkini Tzirosu Bavera. His Goyish parents did anything wrong by having him. Right? They're allowed to live with each other, the two Goyim. Koin Gavur Yochia, Shein Yitzirasu Bavero, Bito Ma'amana Psula, Hatzada Shava Shabahen, Sheinam Barov Kal, Einam Kishar Rov Yisrael. They're not like a regular Jew. Shariyesh Bekulam Tzad Pogam. There's something wrong with them. Okay? Koin Gavur Biyasu Bavero. The Koin Gavur is not allowed to live with the Almana. Something wrong with him. He's not a normal person. Chalal Yitzirasu Bavero. Chalal was born from Avera. He's not a regular, normal person. Amoni ain't a royal Avokan. Amoni's not a normal person. So all these people have something abnormal about them, and that's why their daughters are pasul kahuna. Okay. Samara says, Malat Savashava Shabem Chikin Yeshua and Saravera. No, maybe there's something else that's in common with those two that's not in common with a Bas Amoni Amonis, that there's some Avera involved in their past. But this daughter has no Avera involved in her past. The Goyim who brought these Ammoni Ammonis to the world didn't do anything wrong. The Ammoni and the Ammonis aren't doing anything wrong. So Memela, why shouldn't the daughter be kosher l'kahuna?